Welcome to Shomar Shalom and the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Aram Biyakov Shalom and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding it Sukkah Daf Chavtes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about in length the simonim that we have when you have Likui Meoiris, Likui Chama, Likui Levana. When you have an eclipse of the sun or of the moon, things that will give a simon to the world will be bad for Umas HaOlam, will be bad for Yisrael, and why they come. Now, the Mefarshim are bothered and question that we know, especially we know today, that all these eclipses are things that are set already in the Bria. There's, you know, years in advance when they're going to be coming. It's a natural cycle of the sun and the moon. How could this be a simon ra? How could this be a bad omen to Am Yisrael, to Umas HaOlam? And especially when it says that it comes for bad things. As the Gemara tells us, Bishvil Abar Dvarim Chama Loika. There's four bad things that happens. It brings Likui Chama. What do you mean? It's something which is set up in advance. So many of the Mefarshim bring different ways to explain it. Just for one example, the Yaros Tavash tells us that we're not talking about a regular eclipse that happens in the cycle of the sun and the moon. We're talking about a specific lack of light from the sun or lack of light of the moon, an irregular occurrence that we don't know in advance. This is one explanation. There's several others. I want to focus on two of the Mefarshim to give us a clear explanation that we can connect to. The Shlo explains that the idea is, as the Gemara tells us in Makkos, that when you have somebody who fell from a ladder and killed somebody by mistake, the Gemara says, because Baruch Hu already knew this, Mishesh may be righteous, this is going to happen, and he planned it in advance. Says the Shlo, when Baruch Hu created the world, he knew the future. And he knew that this time, in this Zman, there will be a bad thing that happens. There will be something wrong that Umas HaOlam are doing, or Chas HaShalom, something wrong that Am Yisrael is doing. And there will be need to be a sign of a Likui Chamo, a Likui Levano. There will be an Avei will happen. That's why it's set in the world to be there in advance, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. Now, this explanation and the simple understanding is a little hard to accept. Because according to this, it's for sure something bad is going to happen now. For sure, Am Yisrael, Chas HaShalom, do an Aveiro, and that's why they have to have a Likui Levana. Could that be that in advance we know there's no bechira, no free will, there's for sure going to be something wrong? But here, the Aruch Laner adds another idea that connects beautifully to this Shlo. Says the Aruch Laner, the idea is not that in advance, Kadosh Baruch Hu says this for sure is going to happen. But there's a potential for something bad to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in this time, in this era, in this certain day and period of time, that's when there will be a big challenge in the world. And there is a chance that Am Yisrael Chas HaShalom will fall and do an Aveiro, and they will not give a right hesped for the Avbezin. It's going to be a challenge for Am Yisrael. Now, they may overcome it. They may withstand this challenge, and then the Likui Chama is a simon which didn't come to fruition. The simon is over there as the potential of bad that could happen at that time. It's a simon ra as a potential. So putting the Shlo and the Aruch Laner together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol knows the future and knows that this bad time, something bad could happen. So immediately there's a simon in the world for that thing to happen, but not necessarily that it forces one, and it forces Am Yisrael to do something bad. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.